Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
California Senator Kamala Harris is ending her presidential campaign. She tweeted today that she does so with deep regret, but that she will keep fighting for justice for the people, all the people. Her departure leaves just 15 Democrats left in the race. NPR senior political editor Domenico Montanaro joins us now with more on this. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Jeremy.
So Senator Harris was the only black woman in the race, considered a top-tier candidate early on. She had qualified for the next debate in December. This is pretty surprising.
It is surprising. She said in a statement that she released this afternoon, said, "My campaign for president simply doesn't have the financial resources we need to continue. I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign goes on, it's become harder and harder to raise money. We need to compete in good faith. I tell you that the path forward, I don't believe that she has one." So, you know, this resources are a big part of running a presidential campaign, especially when you have you're setting out to run a major campaign, as she was. You know, she had a lot of high hopes to begin with. Came out, remember her first rally in Oakland, 20,000 people showed up. A lot of people thought that that might be indicative of something to come. A lot of Democratic primary voters had a lot of good feeling and warmth toward Kamala Harris. They wanted to be able to vote for someone like her. Mm-hmm. They liked her bio. They liked that she was an African-American woman. They liked that she was a senator and that they felt that she had some promise and potential. There is an interesting moment when you look at her polling decline. She was up around 15% in July, according to the national polls, and then really started to nosedive from there. And that time between the first and second debate was really crucial for her to be able to lock in dollars, motivation, momentum, and she was never quite able to do it and then had a real lackluster second debate and was never able to quite recover from that.
Yeah, we remember she went after Joe Biden in the first debate, and then in the second debate, a lot of people started going after her. What does this do to the race, Domenico?
Well, it's certainly the largest name, the biggest person to sort of step aside in this race. And what's been really interesting, she talks about billionaires. You've had Michael Bloomberg spend $50 million of his own money in the over 2 weeks in advertising. And you've seen him vault right now up into fifth place. You know, not a huge number, 3-4% in the polls, but still polling, national polling is a pretty lagging indicator. So, you know, he's right there with almost the top tier, and yet Harris wasn't quite able to pick up mm-hmm. the pace. So you have this clearly defined top tier of Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and nobody else has really been able to crack that top tier except for Harris at one point, not quite there. Andrew Yang certainly has a strong following. We've seen Amy Klobuchar come up some in Iowa, but that's where your field is.
Well, and we'll see, I'm sure, a lot of tweets, very nice tweets from the other candidates today saying how much they like Kamala Harris and would love her supporters to come to them. Now, just briefly, do you think that she's going to be a top possibility for VP pick by the other candidates?
Oh, not a question. She definitely goes right to the top of the VP list. And I watch somebody like Cory Booker. His, you know, case to make is that if Biden drops, he can win over black voters. Let's see what happens.
NPR senior political editor Domenico Montanaro on today's breaking news that Kamala Harris is dropping out of the race for president. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome.